13 minutes after 8 o'clock. Coming up, we have Ask the Lawyer. Barb King will be here to answer a few questions. Sponsored by our friends at Tully Rinky. But first, Richie. Richie, your wife.
Yes, my wife.
Your wife.
Yes.
She's a guy. Nudge, nudge, wink, wink, a guy.
I'm glad you're using that particular form of speech.
Right.
Because you have special, very special people listening. But
Your wife, she threw you a party.
She threw me a party.
Right.
Threw me a party at the Mill Road Acres. At the golf club here right in Latham. And I thought, I knew there was a dinner party. I knew that. We had our close friends, Ruth and Mike and Debbie and Bruce and Linda and George. I know I'm going to forget people, but they were supposed to be at the party. But I get there, and all H-E double hockey sticks broke loose.
You had a whole bunch of people there.
Well, I get to the top of the stairs. They're standing at the top of the stairs. They lead me downstairs. I go down. The first person I see, Brother Lou. Like, what is Brother Lou? He's DJing. I'm like, what's going on?
What in the world?
Then I walk up, and there's a big, like, a piano banner.
And did they yell, surprise?
Then everybody yelled, surprise, surprise, surprise. So that was amazing enough. The second person I saw was my mother. Huh? And then I saw you, and I saw everybody there. I was just, I can't even mention all the names. I know we don't have a lot of time.
Surprise birthday party.
It was a surprise birthday. That was the biggest shock. So I'm, you know, trying to get over that shock. I go to the bar, have a beer, which is rare. Usually it's a wine, but
Somebody said, hey, Richie's got a beer.
So I'm standing there. All of a sudden, my wife gives me the cell phone. And she says, you have a long-distance phone call. My first impression was her brother lives in Albuquerque, New Mexico. I thought maybe it was Chris.
Oh, well, maybe.
Thought so. Right. My second, it was a toss-up. We have very, very amazing friends from England. I said, well, it might be Kelly and Glenn. Okay, right. I pick up the phone. It's Kelly and Glenn.
Oh.
They're talking to me. They're saying,
hey, Richie, happy birthday.
Sean's going to play the part of Kelly and Glenn. Okay.
So, wish we could be there.
Right. Wish you could be there. I'm going, well, yeah, I really wish you could be there, too. This is so amazing that you're not here. I cannot believe it. Well, I said, listen, Kelly, Glenn, I'll call you tomorrow because I can hardly hear you. I walk outside to try to hear. My wife grabs me and brings me back in. She's looking at me like mad. Right, Barb? I'm talking to you, Barb. So I'm standing there. I'm going, gee, what am I going to do? What am I going to do?
Right.
You know, I guess I'll talk to you tomorrow. All of a sudden, around the corner comes Kelly and Glenn.
Can you hear me now?
From
can you hear
England,
me now?
They walk in
right
the door.
Here, I'm right here. I'm right here. You.
Turn around. Bob's your uncle.
Right. Here we are. I'm right here.
All I could say was, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I guess my son told me that I was completely gray and my lips were gray. I was walking around the building.
Yeah, I was thinking in retrospect, maybe a surprise birthday party for a guy turning 60 wasn't the best idea.
That's right.
But, you know, we got through it.
So everybody was just so fantastic. And Sean got up there and said the most flattering comments. And I don't know who wrote that script for him, but
he was drunk.
It was very, very nice.
You know, I was also drinking the beer.
Dory's father got up and did stand up.
Yeah.
He was funny, wasn't he?
Yes, everybody was funny.
Oh, everybody was so great. And too many to thank. And Dory gave me all these things I'm going to put up on the web. This is, everything is piano
themed.
So funny.
He's turning 60 on Wednesday, and he's acting like he's 7. It's so cute.
It was so unbelievable.
It's so adorable.
She got me, watch this, piano, Barb, piano suspenders, a piano tie, piano t-shirt. Piano socks, piano toilet paper.
Oh, gosh.
Piano toilet paper.
I don't think that's a good idea.
Piano scarf.
Nice.
And we kept pulling these out. Piano hat. She got me a piano luggage tag, so when we go away, like back to England, this thing got music.
Well, you know what Clay Walker would say. Now you've got to learn how to play the piano. Happy birthday, Richie.
Thank you. And thank you for coming. Jeff, thank you for coming.